Skin is real.
Okay. But he's always stumbling and dropping things.
Clumsy.
Huh? What?
Clumsy.
Okay. And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
troublemaker.
What about a fool? Would you ever call him a fool?
Yeah, stupid.
Mm-hmm. What about the word
fool?
Huh?
Yeah, he's a fool.
Does that sound real bad to say? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you'd call him a...
money pincher.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, he acts the same one day as he does next.
Mm-hmm. You just call him a...
plain, ordinary guy.
Uh-huh. What about when you say that a girl is common? What does that mean?
Well, she don't try to put on like she's got a lot, or she just acts herself all the time.
So you just call her a...
just a common old good gal.
Okay. And an older person, maybe up in their 80s, who still has a lot of energy and does all their work and doesn't get tired, you'd say that...
they get doing mighty good to be that old.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call them spry or glib or peppy?
Spry. You get around pretty spry to be 80 years old.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
sorry for them.
Or a little...
worried about them.
Or you wouldn't feel easy, you'd say you felt...
I didn't catch that question.
You'd say you didn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
uneasy about it.
Okay. And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't...
worry about it.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
too scared.
Okay. And you say, well, I don't see why she's scared now. She...
shouldn't be.
Or if she hadn't been scared before, you'd say, why is she scared now? She...
shouldn't have. Shouldn't be.
Or using the expression used to be, you'd say she...
or not be.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say she usedn't to be or didn't used to be or...
or not be.
Well, what about using used to though? You'd say she...
used not be.
Okay. And you'd say he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
socked him.
Or he didn't actually hit him, but he... what he was going to hit him, he...
threatened to hit him.
Okay. Did you ever say he acted as if, or he made out like he's gonna...
yeah,
hit him?
He made like he's gonna hit me, but he's no better.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's
liking something upstairs.
Or he's too what with his money?
Open or too brave.
Uh-huh. Or he shouldn't just leave it there for anyone could steal it. He shouldn't.
Yeah. He's lying so, around.
Uh-huh. He shouldn't be so...
careless.
And you'd say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
silly.
Okay. Any other words?
Crazy.
What about the word queer or quar? Have you ever heard that word?
Yeah, a little queer.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean if you say someone acts queer?
I guess peculiar.
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah.
What would it mean now?
I really never use it too much.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever heard when someone used the word queer now, would you think homosexual? Or
yeah, what? Yeah.
Has it always meant that ever since you can remember? Or?
No, used way back young, it didn't mean that.
What did it?
I didn't know that it did.
What did it used to mean?
Well, a little crazy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And someone who makes up his own mind and then won't listen to anybody else, he's going to do things his way. And
or die?
Yeah, you'd call him a...
stubborn?
Mm-hmm.
Bullheaded?